You might have seen in recent days video from Bristol in the UK of protesters tearing down the statue of slave trader Edward Colston. Another statue's come down in the last few hours at London's Docklands. It's the 18th century Scot, Robert Milligan, another slaver. London's mayor has commissioned an audit of monuments around the city to ensure they reflect the city's values. And at Oxford University, some want the statue of Cecil Rhodes removed. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
He's known today for the scholarships bestowed in his name, but Cecil Rhodes is as strong a symbol of the worst excesses of British colonialism as you're likely to find. The imperialist and politician who founded the De Beers Diamond Company believed deeply in the superiority of white Britain and is credited with pursuing laws which would in turn provide the foundations for apartheid.
Rhodes' legacy in Southern Africa is one of genocide, of exploitation, of subjugation. He laid the foundations of the skewed labour systems that we see, the seizure of lands.
That's Jody Dunyema from the Rhodes Must Fall campaign. The Black Lives Matter movement has gained enormous traction across the United Kingdom, with thousands of protesters turning out over the weekend in London, Glasgow and Edinburgh. On Sunday, an organised protest toppled the bronze statue of notorious slave trader Edward Colston from a plinth in Bristol and rolled it into the Avon River. Now the focus has turned to other figureheads standing on other plinths. Thousands who flocked to Oxford University on Tuesday evening are demanding the next one to fall must be Cecil Rhodes. The statue stands outside the university's Oriel College.
The glorification of him by Oriel College through his statue remaining here is an affront, I think, on the notion that this university and places like it support and are in solidarity with movements such as Black Lives Matter.
In 2016, hundreds of Oxford University students campaigned for Rhodes' statue to be struck down.
But you can keep your Rhodes scholarship, keep your narrative, we're too smart.
Now 26 councillors from Oxford City Council have backed the campaign, and the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has launched an audit of the historical figures immortalised across the city.
We shouldn't be memorialising, we shouldn't be commemorating, celebrating as icons people who are slavers, plantation owners.
It won't be an easy debate. In the midst of the weekend protests, the prominent statue of Winston Churchill opposite the Palace of Westminster was vandalised, with the word racist spray-painted across its plinth. The hero of World War II, who brought the Nazis to their knees, was also a believer in the use of poisonous gas against so-called uncivilised tribes, and that Australia's Indigenous people were not wronged by the invasion of the English, who he described as a higher grade race. And just up the road at Trafalgar Square, the 51-metre high column bearing Admiral Nelson, the revered naval hero, was devoutly in favour of slavery. Whatever else, there's no question Sadiq Khan's audit is going to make for some pretty interesting reading. This is Linton Besser reporting from London for AM.